Avian influenza confirmed in Indiana. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. There has been a confirmed case of H7N8 avian influenza in DuBois County, Indiana, and Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture urges Tennessee poultry farmers to be on high alert.
This is just a call from us to all poultry producers in Tennessee. Please, please take this serious. Protect our industry in Tennessee because it's so meaningful.
Commissioner Johnson says the fieldmen with poultry companies are great resources for poultry farmers, as well as the tn.gov/agriculture website.
Our farmers are doing a tremendous job. The industry is very pleased with how their producers are gearing up to protect their flocks. We just, because of this incident in Indiana, it enhances our need to make sure, don't get lax, that this is not coming because it could. We just want to make sure that we protect them every bit of the way we can.
This strain is different than last year's outbreak of avian influenza, and Commissioner Johnson says there is research being done on this new strain. He encourages those with backyard flocks to pay close attention to their birds as well.
Our backyard flocks across the state have grown considerably, and owners of those backyard flocks, if you start seeing birds for no reason dying on you, please notify the state vet's office so we can immediately come and check those birds and test them to see if they have disease.
Now, there's never been a detection of high path avian influenza in Tennessee, and keeping it that way is in the hands of our farmers.
It's just now in the hands of our producers to tighten down on that biosecurity, make sure that their birds are in no way commingling with wild birds, and be careful about visiting other farms, those kinds of things. And there's a list that each company has given to their farms to increase the biosecurity if needed.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.